Tonight, what's the big buzz in the backyard? The new thing is the Boston Bombers plan to blow up Times Square, and that's not all. Mama of the Bombers has been put on a terrorism list, or was she there in the first place? What does the FBI know? What should they have told the people in New York? Lots of questions, and it's the same thing I say all the time on the show. Not necessarily a lot of answers, even with some of the loosest lips that I could find around. This one, they're playing close to the vest. Speaking, excuse me, there's that cough with the change in the weather. Speaking of playing close to the vest, the president is now trying to sort of backtrack on some words that he used that hit hard and landed when he said, if you remember, that there was a red line that couldn't be crossed. Once it was crossed, Syria, things would change with Syria and we'd be more involved. The White House declared on Thursday that our intelligence is showing that Syrian President Bashar Assad has twice at least used sarin in chemical weapons, that would be the agent, in this civil war, which that's a pretty provocative thing to do. Remember, the president said that's significant for the military to react to this, for our military to be rallied to react to this. But now all of a sudden, they've kind of backtracked a little bit on this. They're not removing the stance, but not saying that, okay, we're going in now. 70,000 people, is the estimate, have died in this so far. Congress, people in the administration, Syrian rebels, desperate for us to militarily invest here. And remember, chemical weapons, game changer, enormous consequences. Hello, no game changer so far. The White House disclosed the new intelligence in letters to two senators, and they had Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel announce it to reporters traveling with him in the United Arab Emirates. The letters were sent in response to questions from senators of both parties who are pressing for more U.S. involvement. One of the biggest is John McCain, the longtime senator from Arizona and former presidential candidate. He is really pushing for involvement, arming rebel factions, that's what he'd like to see, declaring a no-fly zone. But I think that there's some reluctance because of what's happened in the past in war, and proof positive. Knowing there was a small-scale use of sarin is one thing, which is sickening, but being able to prove it, connect the dots, all that kind of stuff is what would have to happen to try to get other people involved in this, other allies involved in it. Because what if the intelligence isn't right? You know, I saw that movie, Zero Dark Thirty, and bear with me, what does this have to do with what we're talking about? But in Zero Dark Thirty, there's a scene, if you saw it and you remember, where James Gandolfini, who is playing Leon Panetta, says to all the people at the table, when they're going in to get Osama bin Laden, that this is the place. This is where he is, right? Is this where he is? How sure are you that the intelligence is right and that this is where Obama is? And everybody at the table tried to give a smaller percentage except for the woman who had been tracking him for 10 years. And she said 100%, but I know that freaks you guys out, and so 90-something. And they're looking for 100% because of weapons of mass destruction and how that bit George W. Bush when he was president with the Iraq situation. Chemical weapons, using them on people, 70,000 people dead, Do you think we should get involved in Syria? Do you agree with John McCain? Dick Durbin, Democrat, says it's up to the commander-in-chief, but something has to be done. He agrees with John McCain. Something has to be done. Speaker of the House John Boehner says if Assad sees any equivocation on the red line, it will embolden his regime. He's pushing for Obama to react. What about the allies? England, France, Israel, Qatar. Are they going to react? They're key. And they have said there's evidence of chemical weapons that have been used. So four countries have also been pushing for a big response to what's happened in Syria. What are the options? No-fly zone, secured area in Syria, citizens could be protected, airstrikes, drones, fighter jets, sending in tens of thousands of ground forces, to secure chemical weapons. That's the part they don't want to do, because they got to make sure. Remember, this happened with WMD. What do you think we should do? Think about this. Sarin, nerve gas, liquid could be that. Poison people, they breathe it, they absorb it, skin, eyes, food, water, you're dead. You have massive convulsions, you're paralyzed, and then death. That's what happens. And you need just small doses of it. And it can, if it's even small doses of it, can be terrible in the very, very, well, it's awful no matter what. So, are there stockpiles? Is that true? Can that be confirmed? I think nothing happens unless there's confirmation. But should we get involved? Should we send thousands of troops into Syria? That's the question this hour. You can shoot me your thoughts, americatonight.net, or give me a ring. Dial these digits, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Coming up at the tail end of the hour, we're going to talk with a man about religion and the place religion is right now in this country, sort of the attack on Christianity, and what can possibly change when it comes down to what's happening with faith, and how many people don't have faith anymore. They don't go to church or pray to any kind of a Christian God or, you know, that kind of stuff. Because ultimately, I'll tell you what, all wars have some religious connotation. Think back to all the major wars, and religion is somehow tied to what ultimately happens. Hey, coming up, an exclusive club, one you can't get into, I guarantee it, and one I can't get into. It's the President's Club, five of them on hand to dedicate Bush's library. What was that like for all the presidents to be in one place? A nightmare for the security detail. We're talking about it next here on America Tonight. A pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, Barack Obama. President George W. Bush. President Bill Clinton. President George H.W. Bush. President Jimmy Carter.
All right, boy, everybody was on hand to celebrate the dedication of the new library museum honoring Bush, which is at SMU in Dallas, Texas. There's a lot of reaction to this. We'll let you hear what the president had to say first. Here's the press talking about Bush 2.
Being president, above all, is a humbling job. There are moments where you make mistakes. There are times where you wish you could turn back the clock. And what I know is true about President Bush, and I hope my successor will say about me, is that we love this country and we do our best. I'm hopeful that this year, with the help of Speaker Boehner and some of the senators and members of Congress who are here today, that we bring it home for our families and our economy and our security and for this incredible country that we love. And if we do that, it will be in large part thanks to the hard work of President George W. Bush.
All right, so heaping some praise on him. Then Papa Bush had this to say about the library.
A great pleasure to be here. They honor our son, our oldest son. And this is very special for Barbara and me. And thank you all for coming. And to all those who made this marvelous museum possible, we thank you especially.
All right, and Bush 43, the son, got emotional just like his pop did there kind of at the end. And remember, he's had some health problems, so the people were pretty excited to see him. He was in a wheelchair, but he was there, and that was key because it was kind of nip and tuck for him at one point, and he's doing a lot better. It was one of those days where some of the things that were talked about are some of the successes, of course, of Bush. Clinton got up and he made a joke and said that, hey, you know, Bush had called him a couple of times, and that's a private conversation between presidents. But then he talked to Laura Bush and heard that they had digital recordings of everything. So he said, I hope they don't have a digital recording of that. So another library dedicated to another one of our presidents. You know, they have to raise so much money privately to build those things. For the Bush Library, $500 million to put that together. Wow. $500 million. Crazy, huh? All right, we're talking about a hodgepodge of things, as per usual, here on America Tonight, The Buzz in the Backyard. A couple of you have sent me some quick emails on sarin gas and weapons of mass destruction in the comparison, and I'm going to get to those. Let's go to Michael, who's listening to us in the great state of Missouri. Hey, Michael, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. How are you? Are you dry? Because I know you've gotten some rough weather there. We talked to a lot of people from Hannibal and other areas.
Well, I've been in Denver for 3 weeks, so it's been pretty snowy there.
That's right. You had lots of snow there, definitely.
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, you know, the United States went into Iraq, to root out the weapons of mass destruction, and for, you know, ever since then, everybody says we never found them, and that's simply not true, because we found sarin gas, and we found missiles capable of delivering them, and the Marine Corps found all kinds of junk and poisons and stuff that had been dumped into the Tigris River and polluted it. Why is it nobody ever talks about that? They just allow the media to say we never found anything.
You know what? You're right on the gas. That people have talked about that. We've even talked about that. There was a movie, even in the movies where they're ripping them about the weapons of mass destruction, they do show that about the gas. You're right. Where they found masks and they found other equipment tied to the gas. But they just couldn't find the stockpiles. And that was the problem, because you got to remember, unfortunately, the way it was sold, Colin Powell, remember him at the UN, where it was definitely really announced that there was these weapons of mass destruction. I think, Michael, that's the problem, the portrait that was painted. I mean, hey, I've always wondered, who knows? I've always wondered this. I mean, seriously, who knows that there wasn't stuff that was, as you said, dumping some of that in the Tigris River, but who knows if something else wasn't hidden away and just was never, even though we scoured areas all over, can we be 100% sure there wasn't some other things that didn't show up? No.
Anyway, that's all.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Michael. Okay. Michael says, don't forget, there was a few things that they found. But like I said, the problem is it was so oversold that, you know, listen, this is one thing to be sure. Was Saddam Hussein, did he turn into a bad guy in the end? Yes. Were his sons sick, creepy creatures who did unbelievable things to those people, you know, talking about Syria and some other atrocities? Absolutely. But again, the problem was the overselling of it. So in our minds, when Powell was talking about the weapons of mass destruction, you just, in your head, you know, what are you thinking? And that was never, ever found, unfortunately. But I think Bush has actually, now that it's been, over 4 years, I think as he even said, you know, history will judge, but I think the book on Bush is this, that they've kind of lightened up on him. His, if you want to call it, approval ratings have gone up slightly, meaning in polls recently where people were asked about him, he you know, where when he was leaving office, he was just crushed by a lot of people. I mean, he was just crushed. And now some polls are showing that, you know, people are coming around to some of the things that happened with Bush. It wasn't all, oh, Katrina or weapons of mass destruction or banks too big to fail. There were some successes along the way. The problem is that especially the 2008, the crash, that was at the tail end of his administration. So anyway, I even saw a poll today when I was searching around, because now I'm the poll princess. I like to kind of get that sense of what people are saying out there besides the show and stuff. So a CNN ORC International survey showed that there's an interesting partisan and generational divide when it comes to rating Bush's years in the White House. According to their poll that was released right before the dedication of the Presidential Center at Southern Methodist University, the people who were polled said this: 55% of the people questioned about Bush's presidency, they say it was a failure, but that's down 13 percentage points since they did this in January 2009, which, of course, would be his final days in office. 42% say Bush's presidency was a success. That's up 11 points from when he left the White House. So, you know, when it comes to Bush, it's not a surprise that Democrats and Republicans don't agree. 8 in 10 Republicans say Bush's 8 years in office were a success. But it drops when it comes to independents, 43%. 13% of Democrats agree. 9 in 10 Democrats say the Bush presidency was a failure. But see, this is the thing. It would be the same in reverse if you talk about Clinton and you talk about Republicans and Democrats. Here's what's interesting. The Library Museum has a public policy center. And so you had all these presidents that were on hand. Clinton, Bush, you heard the announcement, Jimmy Carter. And Bush's second term, this was the problem. The Bush first term wasn't all the things that happened really got him in the second term. The Bush second term was, according to the polls, one of the most unpopular in modern times. His approval rating was 31% when he left office, 33% in the ABC Washington Post survey. But now the numbers have gone up in this poll. Significantly, they've gone up. In fact, the ABC poll, if you think 33%, is now 47%. So it's interesting when you say history will judge, because now the history is more favorable now that he's been out. And because people are seeing things that are happening with the current administration they don't like. And they're saying, oh, yeah, okay, well, look what's happening here. And this is what happens every time you have a president, then they leave all the things that they either inherited or things they got blamed for. That's what is handed down. And then they get out of office, and sometimes that picture turns around. All right, coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, a little numbers for you. We can count.
Gardeners, it's that time of year again, and with food prices rising, there's never been a better time to take control of your own food supply by planting a backyard garden and growing your own nutritionally dense vegetables. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with Heirloom Solutions here in Thompson, Illinois, with a very special offer for you to kick off the 2013 gardening season. Right now, simply request our beautiful new seed catalog. Pay just $2 to help cover some of the postage costs. When you do, three things are going to happen right away. Number one, within 24 hours, your heirloom seed catalog will be sent. Number two, we're going to deposit $20 in your heirloom solutions account. Number three, you'll also receive three hard-hitting reports valued at $75. Our cash garden report, our food shock report, and our diatomaceous earth report. Go to the website right now, freeheirloomseeds.com. Get $20 in free seeds. Go to freeheirloomseeds.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy, and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down.
Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Longevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Longevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Longevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world live customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Numbers, or so it seems. So time for another edition of one of my favorite segments, We Can Count. The large fire that was already burning even bigger because they had explosions on two fuel barges. It happened about 2 a.m. Central Time on Thursday. They say it's so unstable that they're just letting the fire burn all the way through. They responded Wednesday to a pair of explosions with gas barges as part of the Mobile River Mobile River, east of downtown. So what a nightmare this has become. This is radio, but folks, trust me, just think fireball, barges somewhere below, and it's incredible. I mean, the explosions, it's incredible. You feel for these responders and what they encounter when they go into these places. The fertilizer place in West Texas was off the charts, but this fire, too, same thing. Fire and rescue people, they respond, then there's a third explosion, and they've got massive burn-related injuries and stuff. And then, of course, workers as well because of that explosion. I switched to something different. The original contract signed by Mickey Mantle, when did he sign it? 1960 season. It's going to be auctioned off. The money is going to be donated to a New Jersey relief fund for Hurricane Sandy. That's sweet. Danny Mantle, the son of the Yankees Hall of Fame outfielder, says his mom deserves all the credit for keeping the contract, along with other artifacts, that it looks brand new. It's so amazing. So it's going to be conducted by Steiner Sports on the website on May 1st. How about that? Good for them, because I think they'll attract some attention, especially with the condition being so, so good. Student debt crippling the economy. Is this a shocker when you hear this? How many of you had any kind of student debt? Oh, that's the worst. Get out of school, you're trying to find a job, you have this heavy burden, and now it's not uncommon for kids going to school to have $100,000, sometimes more than that. So since 2008, student loans have grown to overtake car loans, and credit cards have become the biggest source of household debt outside of mortgages. The worry is that $1.1 trillion is, of course, slowing the housing recovery and affecting the rest of the economy. So think about the down payment for houses when you're being crippled here in your 20s and 30s with this overwhelming debt with your student loans. It really makes you rethink the whole idea of going to school. Hey, community college, straight A's, it might be a little bit cheaper. It might be a little bit better. Between 2004 and 2012, the number of Americans with student debt grew 70%. The average balance, 70%. So the average loan balance went from $15,000 to $25,000. And boy, they're doing good compared to how many people you hear about that have, you know, six-figure debt. Like I said, I don't know how you overcome that unless you get an incredible job and you're on that path to amazing rock star status and you move through the hierarchy of a company pretty quickly. To improve the overall fuel efficiency, rather, of the U.S. government's vehicle fleet, the Obama administration, you know this by now, is going to buy 10,000 hybrids. The General Services Administration says the large expansion will save 1 million gallons of fuel a year throughout all these cars. So the GSA is going to fund the incremental cost to replace the eligible cars with new hybrid sedans for the feds that decide to participate in the program. And you think about that, what are you talking about? Ford C-Maxes, Hyundai Sonata, Ford Fusion, Chevy Malibu, and the GSA fleet, includes cars leased to a bunch of federal agencies, and they've got 10,672 hybrids, or 5.3% of all cars in the federal fleets. Boy, they're trying to say how much that would offset the cost, but the cost of getting them in the first place. Who's buying the cars? It's our money. Taxpayer money. That's who's buying the Hyundais. Which, is that an American car? No, it might be better on gas, but we're talking about hybrids, and we're paying for it. Somebody actually even told me that a hybrid has a carbon footprint because of the mining and transportation that ultimately goes into the battery stuff, the material that they're made from. See, there's always a story behind this story. It's not 100% green, that's for sure. But we're paying for it. So, you know, 10,000 new hybrids. It's going to save 1 million gallons of fuel a year and supposedly reduce the footprint of the federal fleet. But what about the money we're spending in between? What about all that money? I mean, come on. A lot of people have diabetes and various degrees of diabetes, and it's one of those diseases that people can die from when it's untreated or they don't treat it correctly. Well, this is big news. Researchers that are trying to find a cure for diabetes say they had discovered a new hormone that's just unknown, and it makes the cells destroyed by the disease. So it could transform how we care for anybody that's diabetic. You know, diabetes is the number 7 killer in the U.S. I had no idea it was that high. So the hormone, which they're calling beta-trophin, encourages the beta cells to grow and produce insulin, which people with diabetes don't have. So without insulin, sugar can build up in the blood, damaging organs and blood vessels. And, you know, with the extreme example is kidney failure, blindness, loss of limbs. That's it's sad. It's happened to some well-known people. Nearly 26 million Americans have diabetes. That's what the CDC is saying. 90% have type 2, so that's diet, lack of exercise. But they have a genetic thing with that that's also tied to it. But a lot of people are cropping up with diabetes. I've been out and I've seen people doing the shots, giving themselves the the shots. I didn't even talk about this yet, but it's worth mentioning here. Who went number one in the NFL draft? Do you care? I know that we have some Kansas City Chiefs fans that are listening, and of course we do. Nail the Score in America Tonight. It's one of our super popular things that we do in the fall. The Kansas City Chiefs decided that their man was Central Michigan's Eric Fisher. He's the number one choice. He was the overall number one in the NFL draft. So they used up all the 10 minutes on the clock. And I think there was a thought that they might go in a different direction. But who's the Chiefs coach? Andy Reid. They picked him ahead of Texas A&M offensive tackle Luke Jokel, who went number two to the Jacksonville Jags. So Fisher is somebody who may end up protecting the blind side of the new quarterback Alex Smith for the Kansas City Chiefs. Remember I said that, and keep that in mind when we head into the season. They were considering a lot of different players, but then settled on him ultimately. All right, moving on to our last We Can Count. Boy, there's a lot of numbers to talk about, without a doubt. This was a sad story, so what a way to end this. But the police ID'd 5 family members that were fatally shot in Illinois. It's got to be, you know, these people that respond, these first responders, how they deal with these grisly scenes. But it was a small town in central Illinois, which I think we even broadcast to Manchester, Illinois. Our signal reaches out there on one of the stations we're on. And the police say the victims are Brantley Ralston, 1. Nolan Ralston, just 5 years old. The parents, a 23-year-old James Ralston and Brittany Luark, 23. And then Joanne Sinclair, 57, who is the grandmother and was also identified. So they're trying to figure out what happened. What was this? And they say that somebody forcibly entered the family's home through a back door and gunned them all down. And who was it that, you know, who was it that did that? And the answer is Rick Smith is the one who came in. And he is the nephew of the Manchester mayor. And he's supposedly, he's believed to have known the family, but the cops haven't provided any kind of details on his relationship or what would that motive be. All of them were shot at close range with a shotgun. 4 were in their bedrooms. The father was in the hallway. There was a 6-year-old girl that survived. She's in critical condition. Wow. Very, very sad. All right, so we're going to lighten the mood a little bit. A discussion on Christianity next. Music.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Why should you be in Arizona this month?
One reason. Prepper Fest AZ. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 26th through 28th. Get free training and hands-on experience from leading preparedness experts.
Everything you need to be prepared.
Plus, longevity information. And guest speaker Dr. Joel Wallach speaks on Sunday. Don't miss Prepper Fest AZ, April 26th through 28th.
In Scottsdale, Arizona.
For schedule and flyer worth $2 off, go to PrepperFestAZ.com. That's PrepperFestAZ.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
There's a family Bible on the table. Its pages worn and hard to read, but the family Bible on the table.
We talk about religion a lot on this show, and what's going on in the world of faith. Are people losing faith? Is it trending up that more people are going to church? Are they in the pews? Or, you know, what's happening here? And one quarter of American adults have left the faith. I was just reading this the other day, and one in four adults ages 18 to 24 say they're not currently affiliated with any religion, Catholic, Protestant, Jewish, Muslim, any kind of faith. So why is everybody running away from faith? Bishop Lloyd Nysick is with us, and he's got a book out called Christianity, The End of Spiritual Confusion. Bishop, thanks for hopping on ATM. We appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
So what? That's a great title to your book, The End of Spiritual Confusion. Why is it that people are confused about their faith? What is it? Is it because of the things we see happening in the world, like the bombing in Boston, or we're disillusioned by jobs, by marriages? What is it?
It's a combination of all of that. But the main thing is I'm going to focus mainly on Christianity itself. And the Christian faith particularly, there is a lack of understanding the purpose of Christianity. And that has to do with the fact that Christianity, unlike the Old Testament writing, is here to minister to the human spirit, way beyond the human soul. And so in addressing the human spirit, it calls out the behavior to the open and then deals with it from the cause standpoint, the root of the behavior, and not just the symptoms of the behavior. And therefore, we cannot approach it like in the Old Testament where it was only dealing with the behavior and in punishing it. If you're caught, then you're stoned to death, you see.
Yeah.
So Christianity, so that is where the missing link is on the part of the pulpit and as well as the part of the pew. So this book is then designed to bring that awareness to the forefront.
Yeah, and bringing the awareness to the forefront, you know, it is a very tough concept because it seems that, you know, times are so different. That it's technology. So what I was saying at the top, things are moving so rapidly. How do you get people to listen to your message? How do you, Bishop, how do you get people to take a breath and listen to what you have to say?
Very interestingly enough, I go about either when I have speaking engagements, small group meetings, and let them in on the fact of what I just said earlier, that human behavior is at the very core of what Christianity is here to address.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, when we don't focus on that, and the Bible lays out, the Christian doctrine section of the Bible, which is the New Testament, lays out all of what we need to address our behavior.
You have a thing called the C rule concept, and you say it can alter someone's life philosophy. Explain that to the audience.
Well, the C rule concept has to do with, it was a rebuttal to Stephen Hawking, the American physicist who is in Cambridge, England. He came out with a book called The Grand Design, where he says that gravity, in other words, we came from nothing. God does not exist. So gravity alone can explain the existence of the universe. And so this T rule is to bring a balanced view so that everyone is not confused when they listen to guys like him and then, you know, they become more, you know, lost and thinking, okay, well, maybe they need to, you know, sort of believe what he's saying. So C rule means that when we look at life, we look at the physical laws, that these physical laws are not existing at random. They are synchronized. There's a purpose to them. Even gravity itself came from somewhere. The God design is not the only law that exists in the universe. So it came from God, and God regulates how it works. If we think of gravity, then it should be known that when Jesus ascended up into heaven, he defied gravity. And that's what the Bible in the book of Acts explains.
Yeah. All roads lead back to the Bible. Do you think that people aren't studying the Bible as enough or don't understand the Bible as many people used to? Or what would you say about that?
Well, the thing about the Bible is this. It has two main sections. And the first section has to do with the Old Testament. And the second section has to do with the New Testament. And with that comes how we apply and what applies to us in our days and in our time. The people who are Christians, they have in the New Testament instructions in the way Christianity works and the way it does not work. Jesus made it clear, you cannot take a piece of the new and attach with the old. So by mixing the old with the new, it's like combining two contrasting covenants to practice the faith. And when we do this constantly, repeatedly as we do, Jesus says it will not hold and it will not work. And that is where the problem lies.
Yeah. Do you think, Bishop, that one thing that happens is people turn to faith when they're struggling and they've got grief and they have tragedy? You know, how do you explain about that? That is that a way to draw people back into faith? Do you think they get drawn back into it?
When something happens, people, they want a solution. They want something that is bigger. They want to go to a place where they can find comfort. They're looking for answers. A lot of questions, you know, arises in their minds as to why this is going on, what's, you know, why the tragedy. So the faith as the Bible defines it, is the substance of that which is hoped for, evidence of that which is not seen. So where there is grief and tragedy, we're looking for the opposite of it, joy, comfort, and solutions, you see, triumph. So we know enough that the Bible promises these things. The thing now that is happening is that we're not getting them as we should, which falls right back to what I just said earlier about how Christianity, how the Christian faith really works and how it does not work. When we mix them up, because there are two testaments in the Bible. The old is abolished. The Bible clearly says that. The new is invoked. Christianity operates strictly on the vein of the new. And that's where we're having problems.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I agree with you there. As I said, we're, you know, technology and addressing that and figuring, you know, where are we headed? And also something that you talk about, how do you break free from the clutter of religious ideas and discover your most fulfilling life?
It's in understanding you're Christian. The word of God that brings the things, the spirit that enables us to exude and espouse the good life. Because there are two sets of God's word. The one that brings death, which was the Old Testament, and the one that brings life, which is the New Testament. And these things are carried out by the spirit that is within us. And again, there's something we haven't touched on, which is the psychodynamics theory of human behavior. Which is, for every human action, there is an equal and originating thought. And that thought is strictly a function of the spirit in the person. So, when the spirit is right, when the spirit is good, then behavior matches. It's a reflection of the spirit inside that is working it out. And actions are triggered by thoughts processes in a person. And so once we get a hold of this, we are now able to chart a better course than what we now have in human nature as we see it. And the Bible provides how we should get it. Jesus says, the word that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. And when we read them, take the time to study them and put them in to our heart. These words bring the spirit from God to us to allow us now turn a new leaf. It will not happen any other way.
Yeah. Wow, powerful stuff. Bishop, thanks for coming on the show. Pick up a copy of the book, Christianity, the End of Spiritual Confusion. And we'll talk to you again, and thanks for coming on the show.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Do you love some more than others? We're so lost and confused.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.